Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Divinity.
You may call us Dog.
Dog. I'm so grateful. I've been moved to voice my connection with Source. I've been guided my whole life from the inside out. And I've kind of kept that private, very young, and learning to affirm a responsibility now to that connection in a new way, in terms of not...
To allow yourself to flow it and feel it without taking into consideration anybody's response to that.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And in light of that, I have a memory that is significant to this evolution that I want to share, to put forward.
The thing that's tricky about that.
Yeah.
We know that you know what we're going to say next, because the thing that's tricky about that memory is that your inner being never looks back. And when you do, now you're just writing down what you remember, and it's not as powerful.
Okay.
And so you might just stay tuned and let it flow as it is without going back into the archives of your own memory. That's an interesting thing to hear. And we've been putting into those blunt terms only recently. Your inner being never looks back. Whew. Never looks back, because the leading edge is forward. And when you look back, you're usually looking for justification or defending something. Where when you're looking forward, look at it this way. During all of that time that you were making all of those memories of progress, you were also putting a whole lot in your vortex that is yet to be realized. So as you hook up with your inner being and you are receiving the answers or clarification to everything that's in the vortex, that's far different than looking back. Can you hear the difference?
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure. Yeah. And I'm grateful for that. That's why I wanted to be here in expressing gratitude deeply for that push. It's always felt like a positive push too.
Well, when you think about it, it's more like a calling.
Yeah.
Okay. Rather than a pushing. It's more like a calling. It's more inspiration than motivation. It's calling. And you're on it. You're on it. So just enjoy the unfolding. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Something more?
Do I do it? Do I, again, the responsibility piece that I hold that says I should be doing something for others with this?
That's interesting, because of course you are a born uplifter, a teacher to the very core of your being. And so when you are an uplifter, it just seems to fall into line that there would be someone who would benefit by being uplifted. But the thing that's tricky about that is that when you look for those who need to be uplifted, then you often join them in that vibration, and that's what activates those memories of when you were there too.
Yes.
Yeah. Where what you want to do, let's just talk about the vibrational nature of some words here. We know you'll understand this perfectly as we speak it. You said you feel gratitude, and we know what you mean. The vibration of gratitude and the vibration of appreciation are different. Appreciation has less resistance than gratitude, because gratitude has within it the thankfulness for having overcome something. But the what you've overcome is still laced through it. Can you feel that?
Yes.
Now think about appreciation in its true, even financial application. Appreciation is the increasing, the adding unto. So it's the ongoing connecting. It's the ongoing alignment. So appreciation has less resistance in it than gratitude. Now, a lot of people use the words interchangeably, and we are not nitpicking over that, because it's how you feel. We're just wanting to point out that a little bit of resistance makes a difference in your point of connection. So in the same way that that happens, now think about the words empathy. A lot of people think that to be a good teacher, you have to be empathetic, which means if you've lived it, then you can talk about what you've lived. But the thing about empathy is that you join a person in that vibration, so you can't give them a leg up because you're where they are. Where compassion, we want to put our definition on the word compassion. Compassion is remaining in alignment with who you really are while you're looking at a person wherever they are. So when you are compassionately looking, we know these are nitpicking sounding words, but the point that we're making is if you can stay in alignment, if you can see them through the eyes of Source, then your vibration doesn't dip, and then you're really in service. And the only service we know of is the service of staying where you are so that you can call someone upward. So a lot of people want to be in service, which means they think they need to focus on where someone is and call them forward. But if you really focus the whole of you where they are, then you're not hooked into anything that's calling them forward. Really subtle but important difference. And so the word responsibility is sort of like that. I should do this rather than I want to do this. I was born to do this. Feel how different that feels than I should do this. Feel how different it feels. I desire this, or I delight in this, or I have to do this. Leading edge and fine tuning here, but feel the difference.
Feels light years away.
So the words don't matter. If you've been listening to us with Esther for a while, you may have noticed that we offer endless words, because here's what's happening. We acknowledge you. We know where you are. We see you from where we are. And then we offer a steady stream of examples and explanations in order to help you find your way to where we are. So we come at it this way and 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 this way, because during the process we can feel your vibration moving, and that's why it feels to you like you need to go back in explanation. But you're not going back in explanation, you're staying forward in the explanation. Have you noticed that, let's say you're moving about in your life and you're visiting with someone who is right there ready to hear you, and don't you find yourself using different examples and feeling differently when you use them than when there's someone who's just begging for assistance and isn't hearing anything you're saying? The power of a teacher, and you are that, is in understanding where your student is without lowering your vibration to meet where the student is. So that's why we are wanting you to redefine for yourself what true compassion is. Staying in complete concert with your source while you hold your attention upon. Someone talked about Jesus earlier, so we'll use that as an example. As you stood before this enlightened being, dripping your illness, he saw not your illness, he saw your wellness, and he knew it so clearly that your illness could not abide in that vibration. Now, not every time, it depended upon who it was. And then he said, go forth and tell no one, because he knew if you went home, you'd talk yourself right back into the vibration that had disallowed the alignment to begin with. These things are all the same for all of all. Alignment feels one way, less than alignment feels another. So, you know, when that inspiration is really flowing, of course you are in service. But if in the flowing of that information you turn to those you are trying to serve, you must not allow your vibration to dip. So that's the place that you're trying to find. We've been calling that recently step five. Step one is life and its contrast causes you to ask. That's step one. Step two is source answers. Law of attraction gathers the cooperative components. That's this vortex that we're talking about, this vibrational reality. Step one, step two, ask and it is given. Step three is you must find a way to be in the vibrational tuning of what you're asking for, the receiving mode, the allowing mode of what you're asking for. Step four is just being really good at step three. Mastering it. In other words, going there usually. And then step five is dipping back into step one, seeing contrast again, but not being mad at yourself about it. And that's really what we're talking about here. That mastery is seeing the world through the eyes of Source, knowing that someone is seeking an improvement, but not feeling the absence of their improvement while you're seeing them. Knowing the solution while you're looking at the person with the problem. That's what compassion is. Knowing the solution while you're looking at the person with the problem. Not looking at the problem, not empathizing with the problem. Knowing the solution while you're looking at the person with the problem. Knowing where the solution is while you're looking at the person who hasn't found the solution. Can you feel the difference? Really clarifying, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Filled with
so
light.
That is, if you want to call that service, we call it tuned in, tapped in, turned on. Mm-hmm. We call it being in the vibrational frequency where you have something to give. Some say, Abraham, you teach selfishness. And we say, we do. Because if you're not selfish enough to tend to the way you feel, then you don't have anything to give anyone. You can't be of service unless your toaster's plugged in. Yeah. Really good?
Outstanding. Enough? Thank you.
Have fun.
Thank you so much. Yeah.